Bulla, and welcome to TevovoRugby.com Breakfast Bites, a wrap of daily sports highlights for Saturday, 11th June 2022. No matter what the sport, wily old coaches always say that great D wins games. And so it proved last night with the Crusaders putting in a big day at the office, clocking up a new Super Rugby record of 250 tackles to hold out the hard-charging Chiefs 26 in freezing wet conditions in Christchurch. And so today, up in sunny Auckland at a predicted 14 degrees Celsius, we tip the Blues to dismantle the Brumbies to advance to the Super Rugby Pacific Final next weekend. With 19 All Blacks playing in Christchurch last night, and even more today, the Super Rugby Pacific semi-finals are great trials for the first All Blacks squad to be named on Monday. The Crusaders could provide the bulk of the All Blacks, but the challenge for head coach Ian Foster and his selectors is whether to select a champion team or a team of stars. In the NRL, already without Origin forwards Jeremiah Nanai and Reuben Cotter, the Cowboys lost star forward Helum Luki early in the first half, but they barely missed a beat, with superstar Jason Taumalolo and hooker Reece Robson leading the way to a 31-12 win against the St. George Dragons in Townsville last night. In football, England plays Italy in the Nations League with only 3,000 fans allowed to watch, punishment for all the crowd trouble before the Euro 2020 final, when fans without tickets forced their way through security gates into Wembley Stadium. England manager Gareth Southgate says the punishment is embarrassing for the country. In boxing, three-weight world champion Naoya Inoue is the first Japanese boxer to be crowned world pound-for-pound king. Unbeaten in 23 fights, with 20 wins by knockout, Inoue is the reigning, undisputed WBC, WBA, IBF and ring bantamweight world champion. Finally, in money matters, Forbes estimates that the 46-year-old Tiger Woods has now joined LeBron James and Michael Jordan as the third athlete in history to reach billionaire status based on his golf winnings, endorsements, and other business ventures over the years. Nowadays, less than 10% of Tiger's net worth and career earnings originate from the golf course. The vast majority of his wealth is generated from lucrative endorsement deals with various brands like Nike, Gatorade, Rolex, and TaylorMade. Sounds like stuff I wear, Gatorade and TaylorMade. For TevovoRugby.com, I'm Calden Kamea. Malo, Vinaa, and thank you. Please hit the subscribe button below if you'd like to receive more breakfast bites, and thank you for your support.